Well, I'm Kwame. This is Mobile Network Episode 1.
And I am Jay Weary. And today we have Sierra with She Slants.
Welcome. Yes. Thank you for coming in on this rainy day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Super rainy out, but still beautiful out. Always. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, like, who you are.
Who am I? Wow. A creative. I was born and raised in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, which is like a super small nothing town. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of what makes me who I am. Like I said, there's nothing there, but a lot of love, a lot of support, family. But as far as creativity and growth, I didn't see that for myself. So Aliquippa kind of made me who I was. It really made me want to get out. It really made me want to bring something back and just show people that even though it's a nothing town, like, there's beauty there. You know, there's intelligence there. And that's kind of why I'm here and who I am.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about, like, She Slants and how it came about.
She Slants is a multimedia platform for creatives. I've spent a lot of time focusing on creatives in the Atlanta area because that's when I really got, like, laser focused on She Slants. It came about because I previously owned a company called Grapevine Entertainment where I was working with a lot of independent artists. And through that, I really found my passion for just creating. It could be like creating a script, writing, video, anything. I don't think I ever really honed in on any particular skill, but I knew that I loved it all. But Grapevine didn't work out. And about 2 years ago, I was working for an advertising company called The Chronicle of Higher Education. They have a print publication as well. And I just wasn't inspired. You know, it was a good job. I was doing well in Washington, D.C. But I really wasn't getting anywhere creatively. So, yeah, it's a tough spot to be in. And I'd go there every single day and I'd do my job. But on the side, I had a notebook. And I'd just be writing my ideas, writing things I wanted to do, people I'd love to talk to, conversations I'd like to have. And from there, I started to build a website on their dime, on their time. And just started to really build this idea of She Slants and what I wanted it to be. And I remember sitting there one day at my desk, very bored. And I was like, let me just think of a name for this thing. Like, let me make it official. Let me put a name on it, build a website, and just see where I can go. And, like, I'm Xing things out. I'm scribbling things out. And I was just like, what am I trying to do? I'm just trying to voice my opinion. Right. And that's kind of how it came about. She, me, Slants is your perspective or your opinion on something. And I just kind of ran with it. So, you know, I built from there. I quit my job. I moved to Atlanta without a job. And for the past 9 months, I've just been focusing on really showcasing what true art is and the creatives in the city and even around the city.
Right.
Because I've had an opportunity to work with a lot of different people. So that's kind of how She Slants came to be, what it really is. And I love it, man. Like, it's super dope.
Yeah.
One thing I want to know is that I'm from New York myself, okay. So I know you haven't been down here that long. So can you talk about the transition coming from PA to Atlanta and starting a business out here and making connections out here? You know, when you first got down here, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's scary. Mm-hmm. You know, you're coming into this new field with people you don't know.
Right.
I really didn't know about the scene in Atlanta before I moved here. I heard a lot of different things, but I really wasn't sure what I was getting into. But about 3 months or so prior to moving here, I came out here and went to a couple of events, and I was just super inspired by what I saw. Like, young entrepreneurs just doing what they want to do. Like, it didn't matter if it brought them a ton of money. It didn't matter if the building was packed. It didn't matter if you know, it was the biggest thing in the world, but they were truly inspired by what they were doing, and they were inspiring other people. So when I got here, though I was scared, I just got out there. You know, I did my thing. I showed my face, and I just wanted to make it clear, like, hey, I am new here. I'm not trying to take away from anything y'all doing, but I got something. Like, hey, please take a look at it. And I think your event was one of the first events that I went to, and that was like just big for me. Like, it was just super inspiring to just kind of see the platform in a raw, organic form. Like, people were just chilling, like, just inspiring each other. People kept asking me, what are you doing? Who are you? I'm just like, I don't know. I just came. Why do you feel like I'm doing something? And I came to realize it's because everybody's doing something in Atlanta. Yeah. We're all so young and inspired, and it just, this community that's being built, like, I really wanted to be a part of. So, I mean, yeah, that's kind of the space I was in when I moved here to Atlanta. Very scared, like I said, but super inspired, and I'm happy that I took that leap.
So basically, like, the fear kind of made you push forward, pretty much. Like, normally it makes somebody kind of take a step back, but push you forward.
Yeah, I made this commitment to myself. You know, I quit my job. I committed to my family, like, hey, all right, I'm gonna do this. Like, I got this idea. Just have some faith in me. I will make it work. And, like, there was no way in hell I could move here and just be like, nah, I'm not doing it now.
Yeah.
Like, I had to, like, put myself out there. And doing that was, like I said, the biggest leap I've had to take. And it's been great.
So. Yeah. That's a really good support system, you know, to have when you're an entrepreneur and chasing a dream and have people who support you and, you know, believe in what you're doing. So, I want to know about, like, your background in doing what you do, which is journalism. Like, do you feel like it's necessary to go to school? Because I know you did go to school for it. Do you feel like it's necessary to do so, as far as grasping the concepts on things that you should know?
In this day and age, I feel like we're sponges. You know, we have all of these outlets. We have the internet. Mm-hmm. We have television. We can still go to the library. We can still grab a book. But just so many different outlets where we can grab and soak up this information. I don't feel like it's necessarily to go to school anymore. It sounds good. And it sounded good to me. And that's why I spent so much time. I went to Cheney University for 4 years, and then I went to Point Park University in Pittsburgh for journalism and mass comm. And looking back, I'm like, damn, like, all this money, all this time, like, you know what I mean? And I'm taking these breaks out of work, and I'm working for these people, and I'm not inspired, and I've spent all of this time and money.
Mm-hmm.
But I have these little pieces of knowledge that I can, like, now put together. It's like, okay, I didn't get the full picture, but I know about journalism, and I know about what I need to do to kind of build a brand, and I know what type of work I need to put in. And, you know, I have a psychology background, so I try to use that where I can. But, you know, I just have these tidbits of information that really help me to make that move.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes titles mean more than people think they do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's the exact opposite. Like, to me, I was the first to go to college in my family.
Oh, that's good.
So to have that, you know, to have this diploma, to have these degrees, and this education, you know, that they're thinking was so huge for me. For me, it was really just accomplishing something.
Yeah.
It's like, I went to school, you know, but, bro, you don't need it. Like, if you have the passion, and you're willing to talk to people around you and soak up the information from these resources that we have, then you can do exactly what I'm doing. You can do what the people above me that inspire me are doing. Like, you can do whatever you want. So school is just, it's like that kick in the door. You know what I mean? You have that little bit of information, but it's really how you apply it and build on it that makes the difference.
Yeah.
Could you talk to us about maybe, like, some of the goals and the vision you want? Because, like you said, you've only been doing it for a year.
Yeah.
And I know off camera you're talking about taking it to that next level. So can you talk about what's your vision for it going forward and where you see She Slants going for it?
Yeah, I mean, things change every day. Just like when I was working at Dex Media, I keep a notebook at my desk. Just 2 nights ago, I woke up out of my sleep because I was just like thinking about something. I was like, let me just write this down because I know when I wake up, I'll forget it. But where it's going, I have no idea. All I know is that it started from like nothing.
Yeah.
And it started as me wanting to just help somebody and inspire somebody and just kind of show my love for music and art. And then it grew into me wanting to write about it. And then it grew into me wanting to, you know, video. It grew into photography, grew into all these things that I'm now trying to learn to build a brand. I mean, it's not figured out. It'll never probably be figured out, you know, because we change what we want to do every day. But in my second year of business, I just really want to focus on working with more women. Okay. I mean, my brand's called She Slants.
Yeah.
So I really want to just focus on building that community and making sure that we are, you know, seen and heard. Mm-hmm. I really want to focus on exploring more of Atlanta. I'm new here, so there's very little that I know. Mm-hmm. So far. So getting out and just meeting people helps me to better understand the community. And I just want to build a bigger vision. You know what I mean? Whatever my mission is, that's great. Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure that they know your mission too, and mm-hmm. they know your mission, and they know that we are working together to try to build something greater. So in my second year, I'm just trying to build and grow. Like, there's no clear-cut answer to that, just continuously growing and making sure that it's authentic and heard.
So I know you did mention like wanting to work with more women.
Yeah.
So how do you feel being an entrepreneur and being a woman of color as far as trying to get into these male-dominated spaces? You know, personally, I find it a little difficult, but tell me how, you know, what's your outlook on it? You know, getting into those spaces and everything.
It's never going to be easy. Mm-hmm. I think that our generation is definitely a little bit more appreciative of what women bring to society mm-hmm. in general. And when I say my generation, I'm not going to tell my age, but I'm saying young creatives, young entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I think that our space is a little bit more fluid now. Like, they're like, all right, like, she does it. All right, let me hear what she got to say. You know what I mean? It's not as, like, shunned out as it used to be, but it's still hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And being, you know, African-American does not make it any easier. Mm-hmm. I think that that's the beauty of Atlanta. Like, there's so many black people here, mm-hmm. and it's such a heavy culture that mm-hmm. if we just stick together, like, we're legit building our own community.
Right.
Like, something that other people are going to be saying, hey, let me be a part of this. Like, I got to go to Atlanta. I got to be a part of that culture. So it's not as difficult as it used to be, mm-hmm. but it's still a little bit intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, working with in a space that is male dominated, music is male dominated.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's my pure passion, and that's typically what I'm working around. So, intimidating sometimes, but like I said, I've gotten past that scare stage.
Yeah.
So it's like, you want work or not?
Right.
And if you want work, then cool. And if you don't, then cool. Do you know any women that want work?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, point me in a direction where you think I fit. If it's not working with you, then where is she?
Yeah.
So, I think, like I said, it's difficult, but it's fluid and it's more accepting than it used to be, at least for me.
Absolutely. I agree with you, because I've noticed in Atlanta, like, so many women are, like, doing anything out here, whether it's entrepreneurial stuff, any endeavors, like, chasing their dream, so many of them kind of taking the forefront.
And I think it's about authenticity too.
Yeah.
Like, you see these artists, and I'm gonna go back to music because that's always what I talk about. Like Cardi B, who are just themselves. Like,
mm-hmm.
what's it about Cardi B that really makes Cardi B like the shit? Other than she's herself, you know what I mean? And I think that's so huge. Like, you gotta just be yourself, and if people don't accept that, then it is what it is. Y'all mm-hmm. keep it pushing.
I agree with that. So. I know you said you just want to, you know, continue building She Slants. So what would be, now I know it'll change over time, but right now, what would be a legacy that you would want to leave, you know, for, you know, 10 years, you know, down the line or something like that? Like, what's your legacy that you're trying to leave?
My passion is really, like, interviewing and telling someone else's story through my interrogation and through my digging and through you know, it, from that perspective, I guess, being a voyeur of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So I really just want to be known for doing that well. There's a lot of people that do what I do many differently, probably many the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that really helping people to understand, like, how I think, like, why she asked that question, like, oh, I checked out two of her interviews and she seems to really focus on this. Like, mm-hmm. really understanding what I'm about as a person, and just understanding my perspective. Maybe not agreeing with it, but just understanding it is definitely something that I want to leave as a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, being in the LGBT space, just wanting to leave that as a legacy, I think that's huge. And another area where we're not always respected.
Yeah.
But an area that I think definitely needs to be respected more. So I want to bring more of that into my brand and hopefully hold that as a part of the legacy as well.
So I know you did mention the LGBT community. How do you feel as far as being part of that community and also being accepted too? Because you have two, you know what I'm saying, difficulties.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say difficulties, but you know, like two, you know what I'm saying.
I know
like,
what you're saying.
Yeah, like, I mean, how would you, what's your take on that and being, you know, getting into business and stuff in Atlanta? Well, Atlanta is like one of the top, you know.
Yeah. And you had a kind of a blank space there. I'd say there's strikes, two strikes.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the people that are in my community and that are black, a black LGBT woman in this space, like you wouldn't understand it. But if you are, then you probably get what I'm saying. So I say that there's strikes. But because it's an area where people are not accepted, typically.
Yeah.
But authenticity is key.
Yeah.
Like I keep saying, just be you, and it is what it is. Like, if you don't accept my lifestyle, that's fine. Maybe we can still work together. We don't got to talk about that part. Yeah. You know, we don't have to talk about your opinions. We don't have to talk about your views. But there might be something else that we have in common.
Yeah.
So if you just accept people for who they are and just ignore those parts of their lives that may not necessarily connect with yours, you are still building. You're still growing. And you're still finding these commonalities that really bring culture together. Like, let's just not talk about these things that tear us apart. Yeah. Let's talk about the things that bring us together.
Yeah.
And when we focus on that, I think that we'll be fine. So, authenticity, just be yourself.
Do you have any advice for anybody who has a passion in journalism but maybe is like hesitant to pursue it? Based on like outside factors, maybe stopping them from going forward with their dreams?
Just keep pushing. It's hard. It's very hard to put yourself out there. I don't care if you write a status on Facebook. You're still worried about what people are going to think about it. I do it all the time. I like write a status and I like backspace. And I like write it. Sometimes I write a paragraph and I'll just delete it.
Yeah.
I spent 15 minutes on this, but there's also sometimes where I write that paragraph and I'm just like, fuck it.
I'm not the only one.
You know what I mean?
I've gone through that several times. Like yesterday, I was editing a video for an event. There's a video this way. I was asking like Jennifer, like, dude, should I edit the video this way? So sometimes you second guess yourself. I think you definitely got to trust your instincts.
Yeah. Just keep it moving.
And I know you also mentioned like, you know, just supporting and helping one another. And I feel like that's very important, being in the entrepreneur community and also being a transplant in Atlanta, because I feel like a lot of native people from Atlanta, natives, they feel like we want to come in and take over. But my outlook is like, I just want to come in and, like you said, you know, add, like, it's inspired me, you know, to want to come here and do all of my, you know, work in Atlanta. It's just, it's very inspiring just from the outside looking in to see Atlanta and how black it is, how many black businesses they have. Like, so, like, how important is it for you to, how do you feel to support each other?
Then just to make sure I got it. So how is it important? How important is it for me to just support what's around me?
Yeah, that's
right. Just to bounce off what you said, Atlanta is so black.
Yeah.
And I came from DC, you know what I mean? Where there was a lot of different cultures, a lot of diversity. But I think 90% of the times I start a conversation with somebody, the first thing they ask is, what type of work do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Not what do you do or what are you passionate about? What do you create? Like, that type of questions. Where are you getting your money? What type of money you make? And that pretentious attitude is exactly what makes me love Atlanta. Like, I got here and no one asked me anything, really, but they gave me an opportunity to put myself out there and say what I did. I think it's super important to embrace that culture and to embrace these black people around you, because nobody else will. Like, period. Like, you're not gonna have an equal-sized group of maybe, let's just say, white people come in and accept us the way we accept each other. Like, you really gotta just do it.
Yeah.
I think that it's very important to answer your question.
Yeah.
So, like, piggyback on what you guys just spoke about, how important do you think networking is in business to kind of get ahead and to build your brand higher?
I think it's huge. I think it's hard.
Yeah.
I'm rather introverted, so for me it's like hard. Like I'll get home and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go to this event at 8. Take a nap. I'm gonna go to this event. 8 rolls around. I'm like, I'll go next week. Like,
yeah.
Just because I'm not in the mood to like necessarily talk. Not that I'm not at home working on what I want to talk about, but I just don't want to get out there sometimes. Sometimes it's hard to break out of that shell. But it's important to do it. I'll go like 2-3 weeks without going to any events or talking to anybody, just kind of working on my brand. And I'm like, what sense does that make? I've spent 3 weeks working on it and I ain't told nobody about it. I haven't had any conversations about it. So I think the networking is huge. You might not always get somewhere with the people that you're talking to, but that's not the point of it. The point of it is to tell people about your vision, and whether they soak it in or not, it's completely up to them. So.
Okay, so like as far as we've talked about all the benefits of being an entrepreneur, what are some of the obstacles? Like, I know you mentioned fear and getting out there and doing it, but as far as like you said, monetary, like you went without working for 9 months. Like, how was that for you, knowing that you were chasing this dream, but at the same time, how did it affect you, I guess, in a day-to-day living aspect? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It was difficult. I moved to Atlanta wanting to get out and explore, but not having the money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of limited what I was seeing. You know, I can only see the spectrum of free, you know, $10 or less. I can only see that part of Atlanta. And I think that was very good. It helped me to see the people that were in that same space as me and really, mm-hmm. you know, building. So monetarily, it was very hard. I mean, but you sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the biggest key for me. Like, I came into this knowing that I had to sacrifice. Like, Sierra, all right, you're not going to have any money.
Mm-hmm.
All you've got is what you saved.
Yeah.
And you need to figure out how to make that work even. And you get to a point where it's just like, okay, this is what it is. Like, I can't go to the mall this week. I can't go to these events. I can't eat out all the time because I need to spend this $50 buying business cards.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need to spend this $50 buying stickers or whatever it is to build your brand. And I think that now that I've had to go through that and I am in a place where it's like the money isn't too much of an issue,
mm-hmm.
it made me better. Like, I know how to work my finances. I know how to save a little bit better. I know, you know, that I don't need to spend $50 eating out when it probably would be better for me to invest in my brand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely helped to structure me a little bit. It was a sacrifice, but it's helped.
Okay, so I'm gonna piggyback off that question I just asked. So now that you have a 9-to-5, how is it, you know, timing, you know, like
it's hard.
Yeah,
prioritizing. I think that ultimately to me what's most important is she's Lance.
Yeah,
you know, I've got this other side of me that's working for someone else, and I'm not nearly as concerned about their dream as I am about mine.
Yeah,
but I'll go there and I'll do a great job so that I can get this check to put back into what I'm really working for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's sacrifice.
Yeah.
Like, all day long, I'm like, oh my God, if I could just work on this, or I need to send this email, or I need to, you know, draw this graphic mm-hmm. up, or whatever it is, and you just don't have time to do it. Like, right. So you stay up all night.
Yeah.
Sacrifice. You stay up from time you get home until 2 o'clock in the morning, knowing you got to get back up at 6 just to get it done. So it's difficult with the 9-to-5. You know, figuring out how to manage my time and just figuring out what matters most. But I think that it'll be good in the long run.
Yeah.
Maybe not for his business, but definitely.
Yeah.
Because
I think we all work, like, you know, jobs, and it's really difficult to just find that space. So, you know, do you think it's important to save? Like, I know you said as far as saving to put towards your business, but in reality, are you really able to, like, have a solid savings account where you can save for your business and, like, go travel or something like that?
That's difficult.
Yeah.
Especially, like, with family and, you know, wanting to make sure the people around you are well taken care of. But it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
It's doable. I don't care if it's $100 a month or, you know, $50, you make sure you put something into your dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if you can't fully, you know, do what you wanted to do this month because you didn't save enough, fine. But as long as you save something,
mm-hmm.
do something. Like, and that's kind of my take on it. I have these buckets and I put into them religiously, and I hope that something pays off at the end, because I mean, I do as much as I can with those buckets. So it's almost like a personal, a business, and a family. Myself, yeah. I mean, you gotta put something into it to get something out of it. That's at least how I feel.
Yeah.
It makes no sense for me to go to work for this man every single day. And I come home and I pay these bills, and I pay for the things that keep my life moving steadily, and then I put nothing into my passion.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing into the thing that makes me like the happiest.
Yeah.
So I say, as long as you can save something, then you're saving.
I agree. Something, even $5 out of the check, that's something, you know, it adds up. So
do you have a business account or something?
Actually, I don't.
Okay.
Here in my first year of business, I think that I've been figuring a lot of that out.
Yeah.
It's more of a personal account that I've made a business
account.
But it's definitely something that I'm having conversations about. It wasn't until I lost my bank card, like maybe 4 months ago, that I went to PNC, and of course they try to like get you, you know, to talk about different types of plans and different types of cars. And at first I was like, oh my God, like I just want to get out of here. But then I was like, hold up, like this might be helpful to me. So I've had some conversations about how to make that happen. And I think that it's definitely a better decision than, I mean, saving is saving, but it's definitely a better decision to have some structure to your finances than just doing it. So here in my first year of business, no, but hopefully very, very soon I can make a final decision on how I can better that side of my business, because as entrepreneurs, like, we're not going to keep growing and building our brands unless we really truly figure that part out.
Yeah.
Money isn't everything, but it definitely helps to that.
Social progressive.
Yeah,
it really does.
Is there any, what do I want to say? Is there any words of the week that you want to give people to kind of abide by, entrepreneurs or creatives like yourself, to just live by during the week or every day, pretty much?
There are like two quotes, I guess you could say, that I really live by. One, I don't know where I picked it up from, and I think that I may have made it up myself. but I don't know. I always say authenticity is key. Like I've mentioned, like being yourself is everything to me, at least. Like I want to meet the most authentic people. I don't want to feel like you're being or fronting or like just putting on a show for me. Like be yourself, and I think that shines through. And also imitation is suicide. I think that as creatives, we always pick up from what's around us. Austin Kleon, he's an author that I like. He's like a creative. He does like graphs and images to kind of help you put your thoughts together. So he definitely has helped me to figure that out. Growing comes from what's around you. So even though you're picking pieces from everything that you see, like imitation is suicide. Never just say, oh, her idea is dope or his idea is dope, I'm gonna do that better. Like, don't grab it and try to remake it. Like, literally, just take from it.
Right.
Take from everything around you and build. So, yeah, like, those two definitely resonate, and I always use them. So,
is there any books that you're reading, like related to business, that you could give advice to anybody to read that's really cool?
Just Austin Kleon.
Austin Kleon.
Yeah, look him up. Okay. He has a few books that'll help you to not only just put it into a simplistic form and figure out your life. Like, he also has like journals, he has calendars, things to help you write your ideas out. And I'm not even gonna give you a specific piece from him. Like, I am. there's a book called Show Your Work.
Show Your Work. Okay.
That I really like, and it helped me to kind of take my creative process and figure out what I need to show online to help people around me, and what I need to keep to myself, because it's just still in that creative process. So I definitely like that book most, but yeah, he has a lot of different facets to his business that I think are pretty creative and dope.
One book I've been reading is 48 Laws of Power.
Okay.
And Gary Vee.
Tell me about it.
So the 48 Laws of Power are about he relates it to kind of European times, but you can apply it to like real life setting. So one is, I forgot the first law of power is, it's basically he says not to tell people your moves, what you're doing, kind of like moving in silence. So basically how you can apply it to real life is like, say the first thing, like you said, the conversation, like people always ask you what you do. So he's basically saying that you kind of give them minimal description of what you do, but not too much, so they don't know what exactly you're up to. The Gary Vee book is basically telling stories from other entrepreneurs, how they grew their business pretty much.
Something I'd be interested in. I think it's good hearing other people's stories, and I'm really bad with like names and like retaining information in that way. So that's one of the reasons I write a lot.
Okay.
Because the more I write it, the better I retain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll like read books and I'll just continuously like write notes so that I can go back and kind of retain the information. But you will have to give me the.
Yeah. I'm almost done with the Gary Vee book. So what
you got? I'm reading the book. I'm still on the intel of it, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a.
Yeah, someone else I know is reading that.
Yeah,
right,
it's
now.
A very, very good book. It's a very good book. It just talks about life and, like, you know, where to put your energy, basically where to put your concerns and whatnot. You're always going to have problems, but try to make everything, like, good problems, not bad problems. Create your own problems. So, I read the 48 Laws of Power when I was in school. And,
I'm gonna have to check that one out because I've heard about it recently. Someone told me it's put them in a different space with regards to their job. They started a new job recently, and she's just trying to focus more on doing the shit and not complaining about what's different about her last job, or like even different about her life now that she has this job. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I gotta get into that.
That's interesting. You know, I'm definitely gonna check him out. If there was a word that you, like, it's going to be called, it's called Mogul Word of the Week. So, what would be your Mogul Word of the Week?
Drive. I think there are a lot of different words that maybe could be tied to that. But you can use it as your drive to do something. Continue to drive forward. I mean, what drives you, like however you want to put it, like I feel like that's a very strong word. And for me, it kind of, I guess, stemming off of that, or where it's like perseverance and persistence, even to the point where you're almost annoying. But it works, you know, just making sure that you're heard and making sure that you're always putting your best foot forward. And you've touched that point at least 2 to 3 times to try to make it work before you said, okay, I'm not
going to
do this, I'm
going to
move on.
Yeah.
Drive is something that brought you down here and made you want to start your brand. So.
Literally, I drove
a lot
down
of people want to do that.
It took too long again.
A lot of people want to do that, so that takes a lot of courage.
It really does. Like, yeah.
Respect.
I'm just like, I don't know.
It's been well worth it. I can't wait to see like 5 years from now how I'm telling the story and saying like I moved to Atlanta and this like came from that. So
I think more so, I'm excited to see your growth too, because like you said, I did meet you like almost not even a year, but you know, we met in July last year. So, you know, just watching you grow over the last few months has been amazing to me.
Thank you.
Like once you said, oh yeah, you know, only been down here, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what? A year? Like what? Like you really been going in, and it's very inspiring. So
it's important for me to know like everybody, the key players, the people that want to be key players. Atlanta's dope. It's been dope.
Your story is very relatable to me because I moved from New York. I worked at a job that I hated, and like you, writing my ideas in a notebook every day. It's like, I still have that notebook. So it's crazy to look at the ideas and I'm like, dang, like, I really did this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Came down here. So definitely salute you.
Thank you.
As far as like getting out there, getting over that fear, that is something, especially when you like going places by yourself. Like, and it's kind of awkward, like, because you go out a couple times and it's like people, like, you trying to talk to them and then it's like, and you're like, okay, so should I do this again? I'm gonna keep going. So you just keep going and, you know, the more and more you go out, people are like, I wonder who that is. Like, what do they do? Like, they got to do something because I see them out all the time. So that's when conversation starts sparking up. So I would say, yeah, we are relatable in that as far as, like, getting out and, like, just hitting people up. Like, you got social media for a reason, so, yeah. You know.
Man, you go to a lot of events by yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, man, I used to think of something. I'm going to events. I'm by myself, and I don't know nobody like that, but then you just build up a rapport with people that you meet.
Yeah.
You definitely run into the people that you have similar interests with a lot. Yeah. But I know there's times I've gone out to like events and I haven't said anything all night to anybody because I've just been like, you get afraid sometimes.
Yeah,
or you get like, true. You know, a little bit intimidated, like I said, but it's still worth it. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I didn't talk to you, but I saw you. Maybe I'll hit you up on social media instead because it's a little bit of a softer entry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think it's still necessary. Like you said, people pick up like, oh, I saw your kid at that event too, like this one. Mm-hmm. Oh, she was talking to so-and-so, and you just kind of put the pieces together. So still very much necessary. So.
Yeah, it is. I agree. I really agree. Like,
I've been there.
And you do. Like once you realize you know somebody in the building, you can at least like have that.
Yeah.
All right, like give me 5 minutes to just talk to you so it don't look like I'm here by myself and don't nobody know me. And then you're like, oh, I know her too. Hey, 5 minutes. Yeah. 5 minutes. So, it happens. But just build your own community and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Or get comfortable in that space.
Yeah.
I've gotten comfortable with it. Like, I've accepted it. I used to try to get some of my friends to come out with me. Just like, hey, you know, you by yourself, it is what it is. So.
Yeah.
It's hard just getting friends as an adult.
No, like that, yeah. It is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that part. I'm just thinking about like experience and like just, you know, going out and stuff like this. So,
yeah, I mean, like she said, I'm very introverted as well. So like going out, I remember my mom talked to me, like, I'm shocked that you actually go out and talk to people. You never used to do that. Because in New York, we don't know you. You're not going to really say anything. So out here, first thing, I'm at it, man. Everybody's like, hey, what you do? I'm not used to that kind of interaction. So, yeah, I wanted to break out of my shell a little bit, just like you were learning a bit about that. So, very relatable.
Yeah, I agree. It takes a while. Still get scared, like you said. Like, yeah, sometimes I'm just like, I'm going to stay in this week, you know? Like,
yeah.
Put yourself in those spaces where you're rejected or like.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've gone to this party 4 times and I know they see me all 4 times, but nobody gives a crap. Like, I'm liking what they do. Like, why aren't we connecting? You know what I mean? And sometimes that's frustrating because you definitely want to connect with the people you feel you have the most in common with. But timing is everything.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
Maybe it wasn't right the first 4 shows. But maybe the 5th show, you'll finally bump into that person that you've been wanting to talk to or that person that you're feeling inspired by. Because I'm inspired by a lot of people in Atlanta, whether they know it or not. I mean, it's not something that I obviously say.
Yeah.
But I'm very inspired by a lot of people that I think I have common interests with. And it's for me, just a opportunity to grow, like, and help each other. So
yeah.
Well, I'm interested to see where She Slants goes. Definitely, you know, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day. Spend time with me, Jay Larry.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was very I learned a lot about you today.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you just introduced me to you, so
I learned a lot. Yeah, so I was like, what? I didn't know that.
I heard about her, well, the first time you had talked about her, when we had a conversation and getting to meet you. So.
Yeah. So I thank you as well, you know.
Got a lot in common, you know.
Keep in touch, know that good stuff. So.
As always, I really appreciate you coming through and doing this because I know, you know, you're always on, like you said, the other end asking the question.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A little, might be a little sweaty on the back, but I'm good.
So, yeah, I also want to thank Jennifer Grace Orr and James Sims for allowing us to use their studio, you know, Simply Genius Studios, located in Lawrenceville, Georgia, you know. So go ahead and holler at them, you know.
Talk.
Yeah, everything, whatever you need, you know. So I want to thank y'all for, you know, sponsoring our first episode of the Mogul Network.
Yeah.